Staying with the G8 and the NGO Oxfam wants the G8 leaders to be as bold in responding to the problem of climate change as they have been in bailing out banks. Stefano Leszczynski spoke with Emma Seary, Oxfam G8 International Campaign Manager.
Oxfam's here campaigning around the G8 because we believe that the G8 need to keep their $50 billion commitment that they made in 2005. And our calculations show they're actually going to be a massive $23 billion away from that target next year. We think this means that 3 million women, children and family members are going to die in poor countries next year if the G8 don't put emergency plans back on the table now to get their aid levels at national level back on the targets that they promised in 2005.
Do you have any hope that they will adopt your suggestion, or that the G8 countries will anyway change their policy in this direction?
We're absolutely hopeful because we know that with the right political will, this could be a summit that puts that money back on the table for poor countries. We're obviously worried that the G8 are not going to show the leadership. We haven't seen it in the weeks and months leading up to the summit, but we know that it's not over till it's over. And we're hopeful that we're going to see action from the G8, which is worthy of the poor people who are suffering at the hands of an economic crisis, a food crisis, and a climate crisis.